This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. College football, the Texas Lutheran Bulldogs are back on campus this week to host the East Texas Baptist Tigers for their final non-conference game of the season. The Bulldogs beat Southwestern on the road 38-35 this past Saturday for their first win of the season. TLU quarterback and Canyon High School grad Reese Dietrich connected with Levante Henry for a five-yard touchdown with 9 seconds left in the game for the winning score. The true freshman led the Bulldogs on an 11-play, 64-yard game-winning drive in 3 minutes and 5 seconds. TLU head football coach Neil LeHue said the freshman quarterback stepped up in the big moment.
He did. The whole offense stepped up, to be honest with you. Our offensive line did a great job of giving him some good protection. And we work on two-minute quite a bit, and so he did a great job executing the two-minute offense. And proud of him for that. He had a good game, not just that drive, but he did some good things throughout the game.
Dietrich finished the game with 218 yards passing and two touchdowns. Senior receiver Caleb Camarillo caught four Dietrich's passes for 96 yards and a TD. And senior running back Weston Guzman ran for 155 yards and two scores in handing Southwestern their first loss of the season. The Bulldogs face another unbeaten team this week in East Texas Baptist. The Tigers are 3-0 on the season. The game will kick off at 1 o'clock this Saturday at Bulldog Stadium on the TLU campus. We'll have the game on KWED. Our TLU Bulldog football pregame will start at 12:30 Saturday afternoon here on AM 1580 and streaming at SeguinToday.com. TLU is off next week. The Bulldogs start Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference play on October 11th at Centenary. Turning to high school volleyball, the Seguin Lady Matadors wrap up the first round of district play tonight against San Antonio Brackenridge. Seguin leads District 27-5A with a 7-0 record. The Lady Mats handed Burbank their first district loss of the season in four sets this past weekend in San Antonio. Senior setter Giselle Morales had 50 assists in the victory. First serve in tonight's match between Seguin and Brackenridge is set for 6:30 at Goldie Harris Gym. The Navarro Lady Panthers open District 28-4A play tonight. The Lady Panthers are on the road at San Antonio Memorial. The match gets underway at 6:15 tonight. And the Marion Lady Bulldogs start their District 27-3A schedule tonight at home. The Lady Bulldogs looking for their 20th overall win on the season will host Randolph. Tonight's match starts at 6 p.m. at Marion High School. And finally, Seguin High School will host its first Lady Matador basketball alumni game. The game will be held on Saturday, October 18th at Goldie Harris Gym. Former Lady Matador basketball players interested in playing are asked to contact Seguin girls basketball coach Veronda Kendall. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.